In 2015, many Australians were shocked by a Four Corners report that illustrated the cruel treatment of greyhounds by the racing industry. With an estimated 17,000 greyhounds killed a year and a recent finding of 9 dogs in a mass grave in Western Sydney, this topic is definitely hot and high on the agenda. Even before this, in 2009, the not-for-profit organisation Greyhound Rescue has been working with former racing dogs, finding homes for 900 dogs that otherwise would have likely been euthanized. On the line, we have the founder and chairman of Greyhound Rescue, Peter Flan. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us today on 2SER. Yeah,
my pleasure.
Now, you've been rescuing greyhounds for nearly 10 years. Can you tell us a little bit how you started the organisation and how you got the idea of doing it?
Okay, well, look, my wife's always done a lot of animal rescue, particularly dogs, and at a certain time, all way back at about 2006, someone said, look, a certain person would like some help with some greyhounds, And that was the start of it. And the thing is that once you get involved with greyhounds, they're so beautiful that you're hooked. That
yeah, they're such lovable dogs. I mean, we see so many more around the streets, or I definitely do around the city. You know, you see, I think maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, I think it'd be very rare to see greyhounds as pets around the place. But now you see a lot more. And this is, we've got you to thank.
I did see a Facebook post recently. Someone saying that when they adopted their greyhound 5 or 6 years ago, they'd go for a walk and hardly see one. But now when they go for a walk, they see quite a few greyhounds. So that, more and more people are realising that they do make excellent pets and adopting them.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, you can tell us why greyhounds make great pets. I know my sister's got one. She loves her greyhound so much. But why would you say they're a great pet and people should look into adopting them?
Well, look, they are very gentle and affectionate creatures. That's the first thing. But they've got so many pluses. I mean, they've got a short coat that doesn't lose much fur, and they don't have that doggy smell. They don't bark much. They don't need much exercise. And in fact, for older people, they're a good height to pack. you can't trip over them like you can a little dog. So
I hadn't thought of that.
from that point of view, we've actually homed one or two in the past into nursing homes. And, where they are, as I said, a good height to pat, and you can't trip over them. And, they're very, very easy going, very easy going dogs, very, very low maintenance.
Oh, that's really good. What sort of process is there for placing greyhounds with owners, and how do you facilitate that?
Okay, well,
that?
If anyone's interested in adopting, and we've got lots available. We've got 30 greyhounds in kennels, plus another dozen or so in foster care.
Right.
So as soon as one finds a home, we've got a long list of people waiting to come in with another one. So if anyone's interested in adopting, that they can go to our website, greyhoundrescue.com.au. There's an application form to download and submit. We do like to do a house check, when all that's gone through, then people come and we pick out 2 or 3 greyhounds that we think would fit the family. I think this is important, that our process, we do fit the greyhound through the family.
Okay.
So we pick out 2 or 3 that we think would suit the family. They meet them, and then they can take a greyhound home. We suggested a trial period of a couple of weeks to make sure everything's okay.
What sort of home would you recommend for a greyhound? Like, would people in an apartment be suitable, or would you better have a backyard?
Look, there's a wide variety. Yes, I mean, greyhounds, as I've said, they don't need much exercise. In fact, we call them couch potatoes. so that they are suited to being in a unit, as long as you can take it out for a walk. We find homes in lots of different situations. We find homes, a regular family, mum and dad and 2 children. We find homes where there's maybe just sometimes an older couple, as I said. They're very suited for older people.
Mm-hmm.
And all sorts of, anything, just single people, couples on their own, couples with children.
Nice.
Just about any type of home, we can find a greyhound that suits that you know, that situation.
That family, yeah. Do you come across a lot of greyhounds that were once racing dogs and maybe have been mistreated? How do you sort of rehabilitate those animals?
Okay, well, look, as I said, we've got some kennels where the greyhounds come initially, and some of them are so easygoing that they find a home very, very quickly. Others need a bit more time to adjust, and you know, we've got some excellent kennel manager and volunteers
looking
after the greyhound, and so it takes a little bit of time and patience with some of them just to get them on their feet after the racing world.
Right.
But generally speaking, you know, they're very adaptable. I find they're very adaptable.
Did you find a spike in people wanting to adopt greyhounds after that Four Corners report back in 2015? Because there's a big public response to that, and people maybe didn't realise that they were being mistreated as they were in the racing industry. Did you find a things sort of picked up since then, and people are more willing to look for greyhounds to adopt?
I think that was a big turning point. Yeah, that was a big turning point, and I think from there on, the public has become more aware that greyhounds are suitable as pets.
Yeah.
And, you know, more and more people are finding that out. That's half of our job, is to educate the public. And so more and more people are adopting greyhounds, and we've got lots, that always got lots. I mean, as soon as we home one, there's another one coming in.
Yeah.
And this is always going to be the case, I'm afraid. As long as the industry is going, there's going to be lots and lots of greyhounds needing homes.
Are you still hopeful that the New South Wales government may actually instigate a greyhound racing ban? I know they did a big backflip. You know,
I think after they've done it once and reversed it, it's unlikely to happen in the near future. But I think the industry as a whole is running down. That's the impression I get. I think that it is slowly going to run out of. Interest, eventually. I don't know how soon that will be, but that's the unfortunate thing, is that, I mean, while greyhound racing exists, unfortunately, there's always going to be lots and lots of greyhounds bred, and therefore lots coming out of the industry, and, you know, the rescues like ourselves, we can't cope with the numbers, and thousands even now get euthanized every year, unfortunately, simply to keep the industry going.
Yeah, it's very sad. And, of course, we saw a story just last week of a mass grave in Western Sydney, which they found 9 greyhounds deceased in that grave. So, obviously, this practice is still going on.
That is the unfortunate thing. While racing exists, look, I mean, there are people in the industry who look after their greyhounds very well.
Yep.
They come to us in excellent condition. The only thing those people do wrong is that they help the industry to keep going. But having said that, there are, in any profession, there's going to be the bad people as well. And so you're always going to have the bad people who, like this one, unfortunately, the person didn't look after his greyhound properly. It was a mass grave there.
Yeah.
But, I'm afraid to people who've been around for a while, it's not a surprise. Mm. There'll be another one at some stage.
Well, if you are interested in adopting a greyhound, I'm sure that would make a wonderful pet for you. Check out greyhoundrescue.com.au. There's also a call on there for photo submissions for the Greyhound Rescue 2019 calendar. That's really great. People put in their photos of greyhounds, and you're going to choose the best ones for the calendar, it sounds.
And we're on Facebook as well.
Fantastic. Check it out on Facebook. I'm really supportive of this. Like I said, my sister has a greyhound and she adores her greyhound and follows her everywhere and sprawls on the ground in weird fashions, falling asleep. That's worthy of Instagram in itself. Peter Flan, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Cheers. That was Peter Flan. He is the founder and chairman of Greyhound Rescue. Like I mentioned, greyhoundrescue.com.au. They're a fantastic service, finding homes for former racing greyhounds. And like he said, there's plenty there to choose from. And then they'll come and check out your house and they'll pick the right greyhound for you. What a fantastic service. You can also look on there and look how you can get involved and donate some money or volunteer with Greyhound Rescue.